Student fire. That is increased at the top. Tell you, take a lunch. Student fire. Long, long years ago. I did it. And I got very good appetite. And a lot of nonsense I did there. It was very sweet.
Yes, I used to cook myself before meeting Jamuna.
Oh. Long, long ago?
Yes.
That was very nice.
It was nonsense, but I enjoyed it.
The self-cooking is very much a company.
I think it lets you prashad them in a very simple way. When you cook yourself, very simple.
Yeah.
করিও চিরকাল আর গিরি গোবর্ধনে উঠে না ডাকিও গোপাল উল্টা গঙ্গা বেড়া হে হিন্দুস্তান
আর দামোদর ডিড ইউ কুক ইউরসেলফ সরোজিনী হেল্পড
সরোজিনী সিম্পলি wash the dishes, finish the room, set out the baby. I was thinking.
Soviet land, I forget the exact title. And this one woman was a poet. She was a poet. There's one article in the magazine. And she was stated in her magazine how much she was sorry about her youth.
That, youth?
Yeah, that she was living very poorly, and her father had to work all day very hard as a goldsmith or tinsmith. And how she remembers her mother, that she was kept in such poor conditions that all her life she was very miserable. And she said that she was thinking that her mother might have been a great poet or great scientist, but because of being oppressed by the higher class of Russia, that she could not develop. She simply was forced to live a very poor life. So I was able to understand that actually they are thinking that being oppressed by the higher classes, the lower class cannot properly develop their qualities.
That is a fact. But this higher class and lower class will continue to exist even it is existing in communistic countries. That you cannot stop this material world. The tendency is that everyone is thinking he shall be the best angel. Best angel. So this is called struggle for existence. Naturally, this higher class and lower class is in it. Even in communist countries, this Kusche or Dilma, he was taking all advantages for his family, for himself. As soon as he got the post, he gave his son-in-law a very big post, the family member. That was detected, and he was charged that you were using your influence, nepotism. Therefore, he was denied. So this natural tendency, as soon as one gets power, he'll try to utilize for this. This cycle you cannot stop in the material world. It's not possible. That sacrificing spirit that my life is dedicated to Krishna, then it is possible. Otherwise, as soon as one will get some position and power, he'll try to utilize this for a personal benefit. How you can stop this? It is like if you try to make the lion non-violent. Is it possible? Why lion? Even an ant is violent. Even an ant, it is violent. As soon as it gets opportunity, it will bite you. So this tendency of artificial supremacy means material. How can stop it? That suppression is very hard. You see, in the spiritual life also, my God brother, they are trying to suppress me. They are writing articles that in foreign countries these things, Radha Yatra is going on, so many temples have been, but they have never mentioned my name. They want to suppress. They want to kill. They write articles in such a way that Bonman has done so much, and they have done so much. My name is not mentioned. This spirit, oh, this man is going so high. Therefore Bhagavad says, Nimmasara. You know the meaning of Nimmasara?
Without envy?
Yes. The whole world is envious. Whole world. I am envious to you, you are envious to me. Then Bhagavata is not meant for such envious person. Paramanin Matsarama, those are no envious. How they will have a devotee envious? He loves Krishna. And in relationship with Krishna, loves everyone. So that position, in that state, one will not try to suppress another. Otherwise, it is material life. To give at the cost of others, to suppress one, to take others' money and become rich. There is a story in the Aesop's Fable that you perhaps know that when a dog with a flesh in his mouth was crossing a river, and the shadow was in the water. And he thought there is another dog with flesh. So he wanted to, so he lost this. And that was the shadow. So he has got a flesh in his mouth, but he is an animal. It was deluded that another dog is carrying another rising cat. Even in the cats and dogs, this tendency. In the cats and dogs, there also. How can you stop it? That will not stop. They do not know. Therefore, these theories, they are simply theories. They are not practical. They do not know what is the nature, how nature is working. Devi jisa gunohi mama maya dhrutpaya māmīva japtapat gante māyā mīlā. This material nature can be avoided only when one is Krishna Pāpā. Otherwise, it is not true. That example is given by Ramananda Rāya. He is touching naked woman was in dressing and chilling. Because he is not in the material. There is an example given by Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. The material world, as soon as you think of woman, spiritual world, you can touch even a naked, beautiful, young material. That is the difference. Vidroga kama. Vikritam idancha vishto brajavadhi. Saddhānita anusuniyāṁ adhavarnayāṁ bhaktīṁ parāṁ pratilabdha vidrūpa kāmaṁ apuhināti acirena dhīya. Acirena dhīya. So, advanced spiritual life means he becomes dhīya. Is no more disturbed by these material laws. And he becomes free of all destinies. This is spiritual. So long you have got lusty desire, any position, immediately you try to away, snatch or bite, and then never satisfied. Vidrūpa kāma, that is the heart disease. It has been described as heart disease. Lusty desire. There is one word for heart disease. He succumbed to that disease. Similarly, all these living entities, they are succumbed. What is called succumbed? Yes? By lusty desires. By spiritual advancement means that heart disease is cured. many disease. Then there is no more than me. And I shall become superior. I shall become Krishna. I shall become God. These are different symptoms of the same material disease. Somebody is thinking I shall become minister, somebody is thinking I shall become leader, somebody is thinking I shall become millionaire. At last I shall become God. So even the so-called religionists, their heart disease is there. Bhukti mukti siddhi khami. Bhukti means ordinary, kurmi, want to enjoy this material world. And mukti, they also want, I shall become God. I shall become one with God. That means I shall become one with God means I become. Bhukti and siddhi, the yogi, they want to show some magic power and gain. Just like this Ruskin is the Paglabhava. He has some yogic siddhi. So he has some red. What is the attraction? He's a most wretched man, always smoking and sleeps too long. No regulation of life, people are attracted because they have been captivated. That if I pay him 1 lakh, I shall get 2 lakhs. This is propaganda. It is called gambling. You put 1 rupee, and if you are successful, you get 4 rupees. Siddhi. Because material world, they think if I get more money, then it is perfect. Everyone, the whole world is telling you. Nation-wise, individual, ultimately, you find in Europe the same propensity. Napoleon is trying to make Paris must opulent city in Europe, or Englishmen, Gladstone, and others, they are trying to make England, London, the most opulent city in the world. Similarly, Tsar was very complete. The competition comes on one side, it is burst out into war. But you see, purpose. In Paris, that place Concord, so many beautiful buildings are there. For museums, how they have conquered. In Rome, how they have conquered over Egypt, the pyramid they have brought. You have been in Rome?
Yes.
You have seen?
They have a pyramid?
Yes, they have brought.
It was long obelisk. That are there, brought from Egypt.
And the British Museum will find so many things plundered from here, plundered from here. The Rome, they are also maintaining such a museum. Paris, I saw, this is their company. Wholesale plundering. Wholesale plundering.
They take that.
It is a completion of the thieves. All Lascars. That's not a civilization. Mahabharata history also is quite. So many demons, just like Bhagavan, that is that also recently planned that all the beautiful princes. They all of them became Krishna's wives. They prayed to Krishna to rescue them from the hands of Krishna. Then Krishna rescued them. He killed them. Killed that Bhavamasura. Rescued them. And they set free. And then they appeared. That we are set free. That's all life. But we cannot go home because we are kidnapped. So we shall not be married. No one will accept that. Then, what do you want? You become. All right, you should come. Somebody is speaking of woman. These two things. Money and woman. And whole struggle. The Muslim Nawabs, they used to keep that one Nawab in there, got his quarters. Lucknow, he had 160 wives. Even in recent one, you know the his elder brother, practically he is the I was a guest of so he has got three wives. One Bengali wife, one UP wife, and his original wife being dead. He had three, four wives. And each wife establishment 10,000. So he's earning money and he's spending it. Earning money by black market this way, that way. And his whole day's business is that go to some wife's house, remain there for some hours, then next wife, remain there for some hours. And he thinks, king. Still he believes, he is of my age, old man, and each wife has got dozens of children. It is not his.
Can I keep them satisfied?
How it is possible, the old man and the wife are young, but they have got dozens of children. And he is trying to give each child 5 lakhs of rupees, that is, to keep the wife. Everyone is trying that. Natural affection. Be a children as many as you like. And then bring money and give them. That is. How can we stop? The rest of them do not know. This cannot be done. The lower class is still there maintaining. Manager class, the war class. That is not. That higher and lower level must continue. In Minelli.
They've simply taken the sides of the low class against the upper class.
That is a sympathy. But you cannot change it. It's not possible. It's a very good sympathy.
This poet, in her poetry, her business was to try to create that sentiment.
Gammo kovi, jadva tadva kovi. Isn't that poet? Poet means he must have full knowledge. Then he writes poetry. That is very good. Rascal's poetry is very good. New York country, one line, 3 miles. That is possible only in Krishna. We teach our men to embrace his fellow men as Prabhu. You are master, I'm sorry. In the material world, everyone is thanking the master. Nobody is thanking him, sorry. And we are teaching that you try to become servant. It's the opposite. Nobody, that's what they say, the Vaishnava really is slave mentality, they say. They do not know that is the success of life, to become slave. Who has become happy trying to become master? Who has become happy?
They're all defeated.
No, not a single person. He actually remains slave. Artificially, he thinks I'm master. Just like Nixon was. He's actually slave of the nation. And you are thinking I must. When he was pressed too much, he had to admit, yes, I am your slave. Pressed. Rather oppressed. She has become poet. Nonsense number one, and she is poetry. Does not know the human psychology or animal psychology. one cycle of the animal psychology. You have seen on the road the sex. Animal does not require any education. The animal knows how to use sex. The man knows how to use sex. Where is the difference? Simply, these animals, she does the sex intercourse in the public street. The animal. Practice that. Either you are a dog or a human being. The fact is that. He also sleeps. He sleeps on the street and here. And we sleep very light in the morning. He also eats. And he eats very nice sleeping forces in there, sex life in there. And he is also afraid. He fancies that dog cannot be taught Krishna consciousness, but a man can. That is, so if man does not take advantage of this human life, how to become Krishna conscious, then he is not a man at all. He has to do
it. Sir, poetry is just like the braying of the ass.
Huh?
Her poetry was just like the braying of the
yes.
ass.
Thinking, simply imagining that this had been happy. And accusing her. He cannot become happy in that way. But he will accuse her. He is the cause. He is the impediment of my progress. And yes, the same envy is
for let me eliminate you.
Yeah. The same envy means Matsalata. Atmanam trignatmakam and being captivated by this maya, although he is pure spirit soul is thinking I am material. I am this boy. Atmanam jivunam manute. Tatkritam cha vivadvati. In this way he thinks and influenced by Maya, he acts. This is the position. This one. So, this is called anarth. A position which is false. So, anartha vasamam sakshad bhakti yogam madhukha. So, in order to deliver him from this illusory position, anartha lokasya ajanata. The whole world does not know it. Vityan chakre sakra sangita. Therefore, bad days, you must learn it. You compile with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anatta uttamam sakra bhakti yogam. This is a name. Same process. Vyasadeva did the benefit of the whole world. Goswamis did. And we are trying to do the same thing. Anartha vasa bhakti yogam lokasya ajanata vidyana chakri sasa. Goswami also did nana shastra vichara nekanitro sadhrama samastha lokana vidha. But the very thing of this world, we are pushing this Krishna consciousness in the world for the benefit of the whole world, not that for our immediate person. Krishna, whatever he does, he does to the whole world. Not to his person. Bhakti Mukti Siddhikami, they do for their own person. Kagni, Jnani, Yogi, for their personal thing. That is all materialism. Lokanam hitakari. Thruvane manno. Therefore honor all over the three worlds. Their activities are not personal. Thruvane manno. Therefore, this is the case, Sankara. Bandi Rupa Sanatana, Bandi Rupa Sri Jeeva. Nartanda Sthakur Kampan, Ichai Mujaiya, Dharmaiya. One who has taken center of the six Roshanis, I am his son. Nobody is son. Each hoy musai jar tarmi. Tashavar padavu, all punches. I want to only eat the dust of the small punches. Tadira charana sevi bhakti sane. Janame janame mor eyo. Chidananda Swami relating that into the family. He realized it was real. This consciousness means life of reality, self. Appetite. First class things are being made. Nothing is giving taste. The disease is there. Therefore, if you want to test what is wrong, then first of all, try to cure your disease. Our disease, material disease, is the last disease. The lusty desire is so strong that he will find it is existing among the so-called religions, performing religious rituals. But what is the same disease is there? That if I execute the rituals, then I shall be promoted to the heavenly kingdom. I shall be named the disease. Similarly, the so-called monist philosopher, meditation, the disease is there. I shall become God. Similarly, the yogi, they can perform so many gymnastics. But the disease, is cured when he is in the body. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayesha. By Krishna bhakti, he cured. Ridroga kamam apahinati achirinati. Unless you have cured your material disease, you have to remain in this material, in any form, and fulfill your material disease. Health is also trying. And not one mind. Yeah. But anyway, this can create a disaster. Little. Even if you're thinking of this, the material world means in every state there is an issue. Every state. However you care.